So how can you be an actual decent human being and end up in an affair? That doesn't seem to make sense, correct? Well, honestly, one of the biggest reasons people end up in affairs that are decent human beings or consider them good or never thought that they'd have an affair is codependency. Typically, people who put other people's feelings and emotions above their own, what ends up happening is you lose track of yourself. You can't even communicate how you're feeling to your partner because you aren't even aware of it. What happens is you slowly disconnect from even your own self and your own wants and your own desires, and you put your kids, your husband and or wife, you put your job, you put everything else above your own needs and wants to where you lose track completely of you. It doesn't take much in these instances, in these perfect storms, as I like to call them, instances, to have either an emotional affair or physical affair. Now, remember, not all affairs are physical. Emotional can be just as damaging. And so you end up getting attention from somebody. And in these instances, it re-engages these parts of you that you've kind of shoved behind and to keep peace or to do all these things for your family. And this person brings up these parts of you that you have forgotten. So it's exciting and it's fun and it's completely fantasy and it's not healthy. And you end up stressing the freak out. But by this time and this point, because of your codependency, you end up putting their needs above your own needs, above your family and your kids' needs, and your codependency keeps you in the circle and the cycle. So one of the most important things that people can do that are decent human beings, and I don't mean to make quotes, but I think a lot of people would beg to differ, but you can still have character and a decent human being and struggle immensely with past traumas and or major codependency and enabling issues. And one of the most important things to stop these cycles is to really seek help for codependency and or people pleasing and pick me kind of things. It is really important that you dig up the deep-rooted issues that made you walk into the need of validation of somebody else because you're not aware of your own feelings. So seek help for codependency, seek counseling, therapy, do the most things that you can do to stop yourself from making these choices ever again. Because if you've ever walked in an affair, you know how damaging it is to everyone around you, to yourself, to the affair partner, to your family and your kids. It's awful. It's not worth it. Get help.
Lady, you are full of it. You are now trying to do damage control and backpedal, but it won't work. You knew exactly what you were doing when you opened your legs to a stranger. You are a home wrecker that ruined the lives of your children and husband. Calling it a perfect storm and instances shows you never truly took accountability for your actions. You could not control your urges. You are a selfish woman who only cares about herself. You now have to live with the consequences of your actions. Good luck.